Here we go. Okay, so I am going to need help. Who's going to help me today with the service? Okay, I've got a lot of hands. All of you want to come and help? Come and help. Okay, because there's... you're wearing your sexy techies. He showed them to me the other day, and he said, Uncle Jacques, look at these babies. So I can say to you, look at these babies. Okay, I told you, but yours has got gold on it. Okay. Oh, yours has got pink on it. And yours has got, like, what is that? Flowers. Yo-yo. Okay. So, no clues or no prizes for the winner, okay? But whom of you know what we celebrate today? What? I can't remember either. I've got to see. She was excited, and then she realized, oh, I forgot. It's got something to do with this thingy that I'm having in my mind. Blare. We'll celebrate Blare. Well, my wife normally says, I'm Diri Blare. So like something to this extent. But today is a day, hey? Yes, please. Do you want to hold the palm? Okay, neither do I. Do you want to? Okay. No, there's too many of you now who wants to hold the palm. I'm going to get each one of you something to hold. So I'll keep the palm. Okay, today is the Palm Sunday. Now, Bobs, you'll see there on the computer, there's a video clip. So I want you just to look on the screen instead of the scripture. Just look at what happened. This is like thousands of years ago. So you can play that quickly, Bobs. Yeah. So do you see the palms? Okay, and the people rejoicing, Jesus coming on a donkey. Now, donkey at those days was like driving a Mercedes now. Okay, it was an expensive thing. So Jesus comes in on a donkey, and the people take the palms, and they sing, and they shake it, and they wave it, and they throw it on the ground in front of him, and they say, hey, glory to God in the eyes. Oh, do you want it back again? Okay, I took your palm. Okay, so now here's the thing that I wanted to tell you guys, but you're going to help me, which I need to tell you. Do you know the definition of the word honor? In Hebrew, it means to make something weighty. So in this building here, I can with all confidence say that I am the most honorable person here because I'm the heaviest. Who do you think? I really am the heaviest. So you mark it swaar, you make it heavy, then you give honor. So I wanna let you weigh things. And it comes from, the idea comes, you remember in the old days that they had scales? Where they put a weight on the one side and then you will throw stuff on the other side. Yeah, and it will go like this and like that. Yes. You see, these kids are clever. They understand how scales work. Okay? Any of you do music scales? Oh, so you understand those scales. I don't, but that's fine as well. Okay, now here's the thing. So the more worth something has got, the more honor it is because it's got because it's heavy. So here's what I want you to do. I've got two things here now. I need all of you to fill it, both hands, okay? Okay, give it to the next one. And you must now say to me which one of the two is heavy. You can give to the next one, okay? And then you can give to Kaya. Ooh, these things got like proper. Okay, have you weighed them? Okay, which one? Okay, Liam, here you go. Tell me which one. We're going to vote now. Which one of those two? This fluffy green thing that looks like a cat's tail?
A feather boa.
Is that what you call it? A feather boa. Okay, or my axe, or my pick. Okay, so which one is heavier? Is this one heavier?
Yeah.
Is it? Could you feel it?
No,
it wasn't. Was it? Is that one soft and this one is plastic? Okay. So here's what we're going to do now. So most of the crowd says this one is heavier. So now, don't drop this on your toes. Your dad did it. It was a bad idea. Okay. Yeah. Barney dropped a weight on his toe. So it made for interesting walking for a couple of weeks. Okay, now, this one, first take it with two hands and try. Don't drop it on your toes. Feel how it feels. Okay, now this one. Okay, feel this one. Okay. Ooh, she can take both. Okay, pass it on. But don't drop the weight, ne? Because it does look like a snake's tail. Okay, which one is heavier? Okay, Kaya? Is he blare die swaarste? Ek verstaan dit. Okay, Liam, feel this one. Okay, now feel this one. Which one is heavier? Which one is heavier?
This one.
This one, the weight.
Okay,
so which one has got then more honor? This one. This one. Okay, because it's heavier. Okay, so you're beginning to understand this. Now, I've got two objects here that weigh the same. Okay, do you feel? Do you want to feel it? Okay, can you feel it? Now feel this one. Okay, feel. Yeah, they I weighed them. They actually weigh the same. So, okay, so you feel that one? Feel that one? Do you feel? Okay, now, the question becomes, which one would you rather have? Would you rather have the weight or the money? The weight. You see, these two have got Jewish blood in them. They go like, I want the money. The money. Okay, now why would you two want the weight rather than the money? You, that's very important. Did you hear that? She said money is not important. Okay. You know, I like it to have electricity at my house. And for that, I need money. So, and the Eskom. Huh? That is true. Did you hear what she said? She said money is not more important than God. And that is true. That is absolutely true. And that is actually the only thing I need to say. Now, here's a question. Okay? No. You need to. No, you're not going to eat them. Your parents are going to be angry at me if you go on a sugar high. Weigh them. Feel them. Which one is heavier? Is that one heavier? Okay? Let's try Kai as well. Okay. Yet noch niks. Oh, she's just taking it. So, which one is heavier? Wat is 'n swaarder? Is hierdie een, is daai een swaarder? Is hy regtig vir jou swaarder? Ja, hy swaarder. Yes. Now, which one of the two would you rather want? Which one?
Chocolate.
I have really good news for you. Because you are here today, you're going to get a chocolate. Yeah. But here's the thing. It's not just always when something. Sorry, the sisters were doing their thing here. You know how it is. Okay. So, here's the thing. Part of what makes things, how shall we say, important, that gives it honor, is if it is important to us. Because I'll show you. Let me do this. Which one would you rather want?
The money.
Yeah. Money. You can see the Jewish half of the congregation. Oh, and there goes the money. And then the feather boa. They're going to start running around. And please don't worry about it. That's the way that it should be. Okay? Now, so do you get this? That if something is important to you, then it is when it carries weight, then that means it is, because it's important, it's special to you. Now, if you want to honor someone, like Jesus, then the idea is you give him some, don't worry, give him something that is important to you. Offer him something that is important to you. Can I cut my blaar kry? So here's the question. When Jesus rode on into the donkey, into Jerusalem on the donkey, and the people were taking the way, just waving the branches. Do you think they were honoring God?
Yes.
Oh. What do you think? Huh? Now, you see, they've been in Sunday school for a long time. They go like, they know the answer is Jesus. But they're not quite sure. See, it's an easy thing to say that you like somebody or that you will honor them. And to wave a little branch. Eh? It's another thing if it touches your heart and you give it to someone. Where's the $50? Oh, Oh, it was. So, if here's the thing. So if I give you these two, and I say to you, use one of them to honor God with. You're going to take that one. Okay? Why would you take the branch? Because it's Palm Sunday. Okay? Which one of the branch or the 50 rands would you rather have? Would you rather have the branch? Don't you have flowers at your house yet? They moved into a new house. I'm just checking. No palms yet. Okay. Okay, then my whole sermon fell flat. Because I would have wanted the $50. So you guys have raised spiritual children much better than me. This is the thing. If we want to show somebody, is she choking you? Well, you're still smiling, so it seems all right. So, here's the thing. If I want to take Liam, so for instance, I take Liam, and I say to him, Liam, I want to show you that I like you. The more that what I give to him or that I do for him comes from my heart, that it's important to me, the greater the honor and the love would be for him. Yes, he played golf with me. So, this is an important thing to understand, that when it comes to honor, it's important to give something that is important to you. Okay? So, you've got your parents now. Okay? You've got your parents. You can say to them, I love you. Hopefully you do. Do you tell your parents you love them?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you want to make them feel special, if you want to honor them, then take something or do something that is important to you and give it to them or do it for them. That way, you honor. That way, you show them you love them. Because it's important to you, you take it and you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, after the service, at the door, I'm going to test you. No, not yet. After the service. Okay. At the door, each one of you are going to receive one of these. So you're going to get a chocolate and a fizzer. Okay? But, you have to give one away. Yes. You have to give one away. Yes. Now, I'll tell you why. Because you see Jesus riding on the donkey, and this is true for you as well, eh? Jesus riding on the donkey says, listen here, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Okay? So he wants us to bless people around us. Yes. So I'm going to give each one of you a chocolate and a fizzer. Okay? You can decide which one of the two you will give to somebody else. And don't just give it to your mum. Don't find somebody. Look at somebody. If you go to the shops or at school, if you've got a friend, somebody that you want to bless, you'll say, I really like you. You choose which one of the two. You'll find giving this one away is more difficult. Because this... Oh, don't you eat chocolates? Is it? I would bet. Do you eat chocolate as well? Okay, so Liam, which one would you give away? You will give that one away. She's like me, the little.
That one away as well.
Yes, yes.
I would give the chocolate away.
Yeah, I also want to get the chocolate. So, this is the thing. If we want to honor Jesus, do or give him something that is important to you. Does that make sense? Okay. Can I quickly? Thank you for helping me. You guys can go and sit down. Can I just say something to the adults quickly? Yes, I'm really going to give you chocolates and no money. You can listen, here's the important thing. When it comes to honoring God or in relationships, when you want to say to somebody, listen, yeah, you're important, then take something that you like and say, I like this. But I like you more. So when God comes and we engage with him, the idea is not for us just to to do what is comfortable or the easiest. We honor him. We show our love by saying, this that I'm doing or this that I'm giving comes at a price. The people in Jerusalem took the easy way out. Took a couple of branches. They were anyway doing it. They were there the whole time, just waving branches, throwing it. Jesus was just one of the crowd, and he came in the Messias donkey. But the fascinating thing is this. The people who took the easy way out, a week later, screamed, crucify him. So when it comes to honoring God, just take what is important to you or do what is important to you. Say, I like this, but I like you more. I love you more. That's the way to honor God. Does that make sense? For the teenagers, you that all want to go viral on the internet and like the idea of being a celebrity, Palm Sunday, ne, should teach you about the dangers of being a celebrity. Because Sunday, they go like, oh, glory to God, Hosanna in the highest. Friday, they say, scream, crucify him. There's a easiness about honor nowadays. But honor, honoring God, honoring in relationships, honoring at work, comes at a price. And the more important it is to us, the better sacrifice it is. Does that make sense? Good. Let's pray. This was sort of like a Sunday school class on steroids. But anyway, here we go. Father, we love you. And you gave your best. Gave us your son. Our prayer now, Father, is that you will receive from us, not just ourselves as living sacrifices, but that you will teach us how to honor the people around us, the ones that you've entrusted to us, but also how to honor you. That we will serve and give in a way that shows and communicate that you are important, that they are important. Help us to do that. Help us to live lives that bring glory to your name. Help us to not be like the crowds who are fickle, but help us to live lives that brings glory and honor to your name. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.